I'm sure many of you, and hopefully all of us, have experienced that fellowship that we have with our blessed Lord through the Holy Spirit. He abides with us, He walks with us, talks with us, comforts us when we need comforting. The presence of the Holy Spirit is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Perhaps I ought to give my own little expression of what God did for me, and it was quite early in my life. As I said, 8 years old, and at the time I was attending a Pentecostal church in Brooklyn that had a camp out in Long Island, in Huntington, Long Island. And if any of you are familiar with Long Island, Huntington is quite built up now, but in those days, Huntington had a railroad station and cow pastures. That was it, and some dirt roads. And our church at the time had a little property out there where they would spend 10 days or so in the July time frame. Families would go out there together, and it would be a time of seeking the Lord and waiting on Him. You would have morning at the building that they worshiped in was called the Tabernacle. It wasn't a lodge like this. It was just a nice, large building. And so you would have your meetings in the morning in the Tabernacle, and then you would have your evening meetings, and the rest of the day could be spent doing what you wanted to do. And to an 8-year-old boy, doing what you wanted to do was always the primary objective. Going to meetings was not all that thrilling or exciting or seeming to be profitable. But on this one particular occasion, and those of you who know my mother know that you went to the meetings. There was no other way about it. You attended the morning meeting, you attended the evening meeting. On this one particular occasion, a group of the older young people, the older kids, I would say, it wasn't the 8-year-olds that were leading the charge, but the older ones, they were going to go off on some sort of an excursion that morning. Their parents were not quite as rigid when it came to attending the morning meeting. And oh, I longed to go to wherever they were going. I have no recollection of where they were going, what they were doing, what the outing was all about. I only know that they were planning this thing, and I wanted to go along with them. And so with some hesitation and trepidation, I approached my mother and sought permission to be a part of that the excursion. And to my surprise, she consented, but she extracted a commitment from me in return for her permission. She said, I'll let you go, but I want to see you in meeting tonight, really doing business with God and seeking Him with all your heart. And I must say I was stunned that she granted permission, but grateful. And we went off and did whatever was being planned. And the day went on, and time came for the evening service. So I had made this commitment in the morning, and so now it was my time to live up to my commitment. You know, a family friend, a young lady, she was in her teen years, but already at that time was a very active worker for the Lord. She really loved souls, and she witnessed in her school and wherever she was. And she was what we used to call a go-getter, you know. She would go after people. And we were close family friends. Her name was Eleanor, at that time Eleanor Herzog. You might know her today as Eleanor Prah, because she married Fred Prah. But she came up to me, and she sort of sat next to me for a few moments, and we were just chatting. And then she encouraged me to get up and to seek the Lord. I got down on my knees, and I began to worship God and just praise Him and just thank Him, and just sort of got lost in worship. And eventually, I could sense the presence of God in a very wonderful way, really very wonderful way, His nearness, His reality. And His Holy Spirit came over me, and I began to worship in other tongues and just praise God. Just 8 years old, but I can testify to the reality of it and to the impact it made on me. At that time, I hadn't been baptized in water yet, but they were having a baptismal service sometime that week. It might have been the next day. I'm not sure of that. And so I asked my mother if I could be baptized, and of course she was very eager for me to do that. But the impact on my life, it's hard for me to really speak about that, because I don't want it to sound as though I'm boasting or taking credit to myself or anything. But, you know, having the Spirit of God residing within me made a tremendous difference in my life. It really did. It gave me a sharpened sense of the things that pleased God and displeased God, which I cannot take a bit of credit for. It was not something that was natural. I was like any other 8-year-old boy, wanting to do all the things that 8-year-olds do, and then 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, and getting on up into my teen years. I also had a depreciation for the Word of God that I can't explain. I love God's Word to this day. I love to read it. I love to study it. I love to share it. There is something about the Word of God that just draws me to the Word of God. So the Word of God became so alive to me and so wonderful to me. And again, I attribute that solely to the work of the Holy Spirit. And then I would say the third thing that really happened to me because of His Holy Spirit was frequently just the sense of His presence. Sometimes while reading the Word, a truth would become so real and alive and wonderful to me that I just would begin to weep, not because I was sad, but because it just flooded my heart. It just made me feel so wonderful to feel His presence that came to me through His Word or circumstances. You know, in several places in the Scripture, it's called the Spirit of Christ. It's the Spirit of God. It's the presence of God. And if there is one thing that I can leave you with this morning more than anything else is the importance and the necessity of having the Holy Spirit be a very active member in our lives, or play an active role in our lives in guiding us and directing us and being exactly what Jesus promised He would be, one who stands beside us, one who guides us into all truth, and all the other wonderful things that the Holy Spirit has been sent here to do. But I, more than anything else, I want to make us to see that the Holy Spirit is a real person, is a real a presence, is a real part of our lives, or wants to be a real part of our lives.